The jewelry station, this is Mallory.
Mallory, it's Scott.
Hey, what'd you find?
I did some research, because I'm a little crazy. Now, what you have in that necklace is IJVS.
IJVS, okay.
So being the guy that I am, I'm like, let's find Mallory a darn deal. So I have a pair of 5.21 total weight. They're in white gold, four-prong basket settings, KVS2, for $29,550. Now, I hear your voice, right? You don't like it because it's a K, right?
Pretty much.
Being the guy that I am, this is a horrible term, but I'm going to use it, and your dad will probably want to beat me up because you're a lady. I'm anal retentive. I don't like to mess around. I found a match pair in-house. 2.52 IVS1 and a 2.50 JVS2 that are a perfect match. The I is 18,648 and the J is 16,313. So your total for the two, it's a little bit more money because they're not K's. And they're certified GIA triple X's. Or one's a triple X, one's a triple, or XL, very good. They're $34,961. And you could have these tomorrow so you could mount them and be ready for when she comes. And if you wanted, I could send the two loose ones and I could send the 521s just so you have both.
Don't want the K's. But what were the carat weights on the I and the J?
252 and 250, so you're at 502.
Okay. Let me put you on hold and talk to the boss. Are they GIA?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know that necklace wasn't certified, right?
Yeah. It was a replacement for the one that she lost. So.
Okay. No, you're good.
Let me put you on hold super fast.
You got it. Yep.
What's our cutoff for shipping those?
Oh, about 8, 10. We got about 10 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Get me just a
second. Ever get beat with a ruler?
Scott, are you still there?
No, honey. It's been a long day, Mallory. It really has. Sorry.
Okay. David said send them.
Okay. The loose ones, you don't want the earrings for sure?
For sure. I don't like 4-prong studs either.
Well, you can always change them out.
Yeah, but if we're paying for, you know.
No, if you're paying. All right. They'll be there tomorrow. I'm going to do them a.m. We may have weather issues. We had weather last night on the ground here. I'm hoping not tonight, but you know what happens when you hope. Not good. So I will follow up with you tomorrow if there's a problem when I track them in the morning, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Scott. Thanks, honey. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.